With this being humble, showing humility, where does this start? This starts in the Khanqah. That's when the journey of humility and being humble starts. Because the Darvish, the friend of Allah, he doesn't have big bed, mattress, luxury, special foods, nothing. But when Allah Ta'ala, an alim, a scholar, a mufti, who is a big high level believer, because alim is the highest in level, highest in status, we can't doubt that. The biggest status is what? The alim, the scholar. And with the scholar, if he has the title of scholar, you have to consider he has the highest status in the deen. And this title, if he attains it properly, if he fulfills the right of it, no doubt, in this world and hereafter, he has the high maqam. But what does he do? That the shaitan, he develops ghurur and pride and big ego, fat ego, that I'm a scholar. Despite the fact that the scholar needs to be more humble and express humility. The bigger the tree, the higher the tree, the more fruits it gives. Look at this. And that tree, when the fruits come, then it lowers, it humbles, it lowers, the branches lower, and even a child can grab and pick the fruit and the mangoes from the tree and gives dua to the tree. So that alim scholar who submits, who bows, comes down, humility, then a normal person in the world who benefits will give dua for him to Mawlana Sahib, because he is benefiting from that fertile land. He doesn't have takabbur in that scholar. So there's no doubt, ilm, scholar, to be an alim is a very high level, high status. But if he attains that daraja, that status, and maintains it, he establishes a meeting, then he'll get that level. But shaitan sows pride and haughtiness. So either he will be a shaitan, that scholar, and go towards shaitani actions, or he'll become the beloved servant of Allah. That's the differentiation here. So the alim, the scholar that I saw with my eyes in the khanka of Hazrat Sahib Shah, was a great khanka here himself, Rahimiya, khanka Rahimiya, in which all the people used to come there and become students of the Sheikh. And I tell you the story of Hazrat Sheikh Sahib. He had a very great student, and he left went out into the dunya, and he was affected when he spoke to a sadhu, a person from another deen, and the shaitani impact came onto him, and his heart became weak. And he went to Hazrat Sheikh, he went to Hazrat Sahib, my iman has gone down. He said, what's the problem? He said, Allah knows best, but my iman has come out. This is such a delicate thing. Don't trust and just think that it's due to yourself. Such a big student who sat with Hazrat Sheikh Zakiya Sahib Rahmatullahi. And he said, my iman's gone. So Hazrat Sahib immediately said that take this person straight to the Khanqah, to Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir, who was present at that time. And he used to have a majlis in the morning of Fajr time. And first he would do dhikr of Allah. Then after dhikr would be a break. People would drink tea, refresh themselves. And then in the morning, then after that, the second gathering would start, in which there was Darsul Quran. This was his habit in the Khanqah Rahimiya. Was famous for them. People would go there, scholars. Ataullah Shah Bukhari Sahib Rahmatullahi sat in that gathering. Great pious elders went there to get the fairs. So he took him there, said, Hazrat, Hazrat Zakaria Sahib, this is a student. He said, that send this student. He said, what's the problem? And he was going at that time. He said, Hazrat, that I went to a person, a sadhu, another person with another faith. I went past him. He spoke to me, injected so doubt into my heart, and his iman is going. So Hazrat Shah Sahib looked towards him, and he did this with a hint, gesture. What can I do for him? I have no solution for this. I myself am a faqir. I cannot do anything for him. And he just sort of ushered towards him. And that person who brought him, Mawlana Sahib, he was disheartened. What can I do now? He's been rejected. Hazrat Sahib rejected him this morning through his hint. And just twice he sort of ushered towards him. What can I do? When he got up and he left, and then from his mouth came about that person, he looked towards him and said, that what will happen to you now? That he said this. He said, I'm succeeded already. He said that when he said from his mouth and he ushered, then that the idol came out from inside me and my whole iman came back, alhamdulillah, due to that blessed company. This is the khanqah. The effect of the khanqah. This is how the destiny of a person changes track. Yes, because kibar is not in the khanqah, pride. And the biggest pride is in the alim, shaitan, and attacks the alim and makes him mutakabbir, full of pride and haughtiness, big ego. And he says, you've got knowledge, and they're all jahil, you're the best. This is the first da'wah of shaitan. invitation. So those people come to the Khanqa and come the company of the Sheikh, and Kibar is destroyed first, because that's a Khanqa, whether it's a scholar, jahil, most people like us who are waste of time, and they come to correct themselves. So when you go to the Khanqa, to that environment, for them, the Sheikh, he can't do anything. Who should he do? What should he do? So then you have to listen. The Hazrat Sahib's straw mat would be laid at the time of food. It was dal or potato curry, and the roti from tandoor that Ammaji used to make herself, and there was nothing else. And we used to just put the roti into the food and eat it, and the alim, he can't digest that, because he goes to many delicious feasts. And when they got this food for many days, then the whole idol within, the pride will come out. When you eat simple food, sit on the straw mat, sit with her sahab, sleep with her in their company. And Abdul Qadir is a great khatib in Pakistan. Very great. Abdul Qadir was his name. Maybe you know his name. And he was a speaker, very great khatib speaker of his time. So when he, to find an appointment with him, Abdul Qadir sahab, was very difficult. In Delhi was Rahmatullah Alayh. May Allah Ta'ala elevate his status. And he was a khalifa from one of Hazrat Sahab's khalifa. He came after me. And he, you could say, you know, he had his demands, his needs, a great scholar. And Allah put into his heart that go and improve yourself. So his khanka, him come to the khanka, Hazrat Sahab, and mashallah, he used to come to one. There's nothing in Hazrat Sahab's company, no water, food, and hundreds of people following him, the scholar Abdul Qadir Sahab. So I was there present myself, and he was coming to Gadai Sharif to meet Hazrat Sahab. He was from Dera Ghazi Khan. So everyone's looking back. Ah, Abdul Qadir Sahab here. 15, 20 people with him. He was a scholar, acclaimed. It was Maghrib time. And I thought, ooh. And then after that, Muraqabah was going to take place. Then after Muraqabah, so he came. He shook Hazrat Sahab's hand. Musafa, Hazrat Sahab said, Mawlana Sahab, are you okay? He said, gee. And he sat there. Then he sat there. Look at this what happened. And in front of Hazrat Sahib, he started to press Hazrat Sahib's legs and knees, because he realized that the fakir, how to press the legs and serve the fakir, and his head bowed down and he submitted and he said, Astaghfirullah. Hazrat Sahib didn't say anything. And then Hazrat Sahib, you carry on doing what you're doing. Hazrat Sahib didn't stop him. You are doing fine. The fares of Hazrat Sahib is going to him. He's serving the Shaykh, because in all the things you do for the Shaykh when you serve him, even a hint of the Shaykh gives, that gives you the fares. If he ushers towards you the fares. So Hazrat Sahib didn't say anything. Abdul Qadir Sahib carried on serving Hazrat Sahib, attending. And then before Muraqabah, there wasn't the habit of Hazrat Sahib. Hazrat Sahib said, Mawlana, give a bayan about dhikr. And this was another test for him. Such a great Shaykh, an alim, a scholar, is being told, who came himself to be corrected, what bayan can he do? And he was the master of bayans. People in the dunya used to run after him to listen. And he thought, Hazrat, and then his mouth, he's saying this, Hazrat Sahib, I'm nothing, I can't speak in your presence. I'm not capable, I don't have the strength to speak. Look how his journey started. Humility, that he came to get the appointment. You could take months to get the appointment from him himself, Abdul Qadir. And he said, I can't speak. Then Hazrat Sahib then at least said, speak about Subhanallah. Then Hazrat Sahib asked him, at least speak about Subhanallah. Then he said, Bismillah. And he stood up, and his body was shaking, his voice was shaking, and he started to speak. Believe me, 10 minutes was hard for him to speak. And his life changed, the journey of life had changed for him in Hazrat Sahib's presence company. And he said to his colleagues, you go, I'm going to spend my night here. That was his first night in the Khanqa. And there were mosquitoes, there were flies, there were insects there. And a friend of ours, he from his home, he bought the bedding for him and said, please the bedding, otherwise it will be too hard for him. It's the first day for him. How will he sit asleep? Hazrat Sahib didn't give nothing to him. So the colleague of ours bought the bedding and they laid down the mattress for him and the bedding for him, and so that he could be comfortable. And then after that he said, I'm not going to leave here. Such a big darvish he became. Mawlana Abdul Qadir, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, he annihilated himself, gave his all. And dunya used to run after him. People used to laugh at him, that what's happened to you, Hazrat? All the world is waiting for you to give a speech, you're a scholar. What's this action you've done? He said, this is the real effort in the presence of the Wali Allah. He said, I'm not going in any other direction now. And I used to see him, I remembered, I'd realize. In itikaf, I would see him in Makkah Mukarramah. And a whole month he would do itikaf there. All his speeches and bayans, he forgot all of that masle masail. He had given himself over to the path of Allah and he died. MashaAllah. Allah gave him, he was a high level. So such a person, when he does the work of the deen, when humility comes through the khanqah environment, humble, you don't become big shot scholars. You give yourself over to Allah in the khanqah. You learn how to bring yourself down to dust. And the person in the khanqah doesn't think he's achieving anything. Masle, masail, give bayan. He says, no, alhamdulillah, Allah is the one who gave me this favor. If I've got this honor or strength or capability, I'll maintain that by serving people, helping people, if people ask me questions. But a person even steps back from that, he doesn't want to do that. So what's this? This is humility. This is called being humble. This is the demonstration of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's with your power and strength and capability, Allah, I've become this. Otherwise, not with my brains, not with my achievement. When a scholar becomes like this, and what was that verse? That a person who, Hazrat Tanwi Sahib gave the commentary of this verse, that ilm, knowledge, Allah has given the definition, Mulana Tanwi Sahib's tafsir, I'm telling you. Allah Ta'ala Himself has given us tafsir of this verse. The alim scholar is a very great high level person, but who? That person who lowers himself and has humility, and you don't become a humble scholar through kitabs. As a Tanwi Sahib is telling us. Not me. Who's giving the commentary here? As a Tanwi Sahib, the alim, the scholar, you don't become an alim scholar through kitabs, because even if you put the books on the donkey, you won't become an alim, a scholar, will he? Do you understand the difference here? He says the donkey can't become an alim if you put the books on the back of the donkey. So alim is that person who learns to be simple and has humility and gentleness and calmness, and he's humble and he lowers himself and thinks he's worse than other people, others are better than me. He won't think I'm better than others, I've got ilm and knowledge and others are nothing, I can stand and speak, I'm scholar, do this, give these Muslim masail and fatwas. No, that doesn't come from the mouth of an alim. He doesn't even say he's an alim. Never will he say he's an alim. Never will he say Maulana, Imam, put that title, the true alim. You say, no, I'm nothing, I'm just a human being. Don't call me alim. Maulana says, I have nothing. So he becomes such a great scholar that Allah Ta'ala then elevates the status of that scholar. His ilm Allah Ta'ala spreads and strengthens. Am I right tomorrow? So then he becomes a Maulana. How? Through humility, being humble. And where do you learn that humility and to be humble? In the khanqah, you learn to sit at the shoes of the teacher. You go and you start to press the legs and give service to the teacher, assist the teacher. Otherwise, what benefit do you get in picking up somebody's shoes? But the scholar, he considers, I'm nothing, I'm worse than the shoes and the dust on these shoes. My ilm will not elevate me, but the humility, I want it to come into me. I want to become humble and simple and sincere. I want to learn sincerity. And then he will become a great person. So this is that kalama, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What great kalamat. If I start doing tafsir, the books can be written. Now I, alhamdulillah, I'm jahil, ignorant, I'm nothing. My sheikh instructed me to speak, that Jummah you will lead and you will give the Jummah beyond the speech. I said, Hazrat, I don't know how to give a speech. Then you see, I'm telling you, the instruction of my sheikh and the order came. What was that? Obviously, if the order comes, instruction, then I'm leading Jummah Salah. And I said, Bismillah Rahman, when I started doing action, I went, and the next day, that after Ishraq, I lie down, I'm telling you the true, honest truth here. My colleagues. And there was a burden on me. I thought, I will lead Jummah. And I will, how shall I do? How will I do the khutbah? Read from the book, open the eyes, the whole khutbah I'd remembered. Yes? Shall I tell you? And that those people read Jummah. 25 years, alhamdulillah, I did khidmat, service. And I led the Jummah. I gave tafsir of the Quran. And such tafsir, it was at that time, the people who come to me from Manchester, Bury, ulama, respected scholars. Then the tafsir, Surah Tawbah, until Surah Tawbah, I gave tafsir in English, it's been published. Alif Lam Mim, I hid it, I said, no, I don't want to publicize this. Such points and nuqat have come from that, that if you read that tafsir, alhamdulillah, until where? Surah Tawbah, my tafsir. And then after that, such a tragedy occurred, 9/11, took place. After that, it was noise in the morning, such a verse was there coming, and that was a big challenge for me. That until that point, I did tafsir on that surah, and where dunya, the storm roof, they are terrorists, they're fundamentalist extremists. Yes, that's what happened for that reason. So, the first Jummah, I thought I will speak there. And the people stood there. I spoke, Alhamdulillah. I said, what a speech, until today I remember that, I revised that. So all of that, that's published, is there, the tafsir is there, the kitab in the form of a book. What a great thing that after going to that, mashallah, a person who hasn't given a dars before, hasn't not studied from Darul Uloom, got a certificate, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these blessings, and due to ikhlas, I had the ikhlas to serve my shaykh, the whole the tafsir of the Quran, Allah enabled me to recite that and discuss that. I've got no takabbur, I don't consider I'm an alim, a scholar. That's the first time I'm telling you this. Why should I hide that? What need do I have to share this with you? No need. It was Allah's benefit, Allah's reward, Allah, to benefit the people. From far and wide, people come to pray Jummah with me. Many people's lives changed. And I got the reward for this. They said, I've got the reward. I said, tafsir, people, that I have to give them the truth. I'm not there to give them points, etc. Allah Ta'ala said, give benefit to the public, and then they will learn from this. Abu Qari Sahib, he goes there. And I didn't say to him, day and night he does this work. He will have hidden this, I'm telling you this. Day and night, this is his work, despite and his body is tired physically, it's hard for him, but he's taking this work, not from today, from various years. And you won't even know this. What is that? That whatever I say, my speeches, he translates all of them into English. Day and night, he does this on the computer, he opens up, and what I bayana gave, he translates it. And all Ramadan, bayanat, he's done this, and just the same way, every speech completely, he's doing the work of the... I didn't tell him to do this. So who's saving this? Who's safeguarding this? Yes, Allah Ta'ala has allowed him to do the work of the deen. Can you imagine this? What need does he have? And then he rejoices, he's happy that such a bundle he has gathered together, kitabs will be published and printed, because Allah Ta'ala definitely will publicize this in some generation, in some era. When Allah Ta'ala takes the work of the deen from somebody, from any individual, and we just listen and go. But they are being preserved. And one person Allah selected. You can ask him. And he has no other pastime, no other action does he do. In madrasa, he doesn't teach people hifz and they come to him. No. Just day and night he does an action. He says that he cries, but he says that when I sit to do this, Alhamdulillah, I'm doing that work of the deen with my hands, I can do this. I sit down, and this is khidmat, service. Allah Ta'ala point to his heart that from the tongue of the shaykh, the words are coming out very valuable, don't waste them. And nobody understood this till today. And I consider it's nothing at all. I don't think there's any value. I just share the discussion with you, I'll speak. And maybe some people benefit. But most definitely the people in the world are benefiting. And Qari Sahib says that I'm amazed that the words Hazrat Sahib is saying, the words that are coming about Ramadan, the bayanat, and all of this he's recorded that. Thousands of kitabs, you could say, tafsir, Quran, everything. And I said that when Allah decides that such things do come out, they are treasures. Yes, and you just listen, and whether you believe or not, that's why I say the friend of Allah, the majlis, a person, he does not leave the gathering of the wali Allah without becoming a wali Allah himself. I don't say these words for no reason. That whoever comes with a desire to this gathering, that's the first condition. The person has to have a yearning. Man alayhi, what was that yesterday? We discussed that verse, it's come out of my mind. Ilayhi man anab. Yudillu man yasha. It's come out of my mind, that verse. Yesterday we were reading that. So Allah says here that if you have a desire, guidance you will receive at that time. You won't get guidance from anything, not from Quran or from anything. How will you get guidance? When you have a desperate desire inside you that I want the guidance. When you have that request from Allah to get guidance, where Allah is sending you, Allah will make you leave that gathering as a wali Allah. Definitely. That person full of sins, no beard, no appearance, he leaves Europe, 30 years old, he's surrounded in sins, but he had a desire that I want to find Allah. I want to get close to Allah with this desires, looking, finding, searching, arrive to Gadai, the village, in the countryside location of Faqir, Waliyullah, no posters, no announcements, nobody knew him, no speeches, he sat in the village on a straw mat. The people in that area knew that a very great Waliyullah is present here. And when I arrived there, I selected, and when I got there, he asked me, why have you come? I said that I have, for the sake of Allah, I've come, please make me a proper human being and teach me how to do dhikrullah. I'm just telling you my history, my story. I went with that desire, that yearning, and the people who are outside there, people 60, 70 years in the company of Hazrat Sahib, but they didn't have a sincere desire. Those people who sat there 50 years, 60 years, decades, 40 years, you know, murid, students of a sheikh, according to their desire and their passion. It depends what your desire is, what your intention is. That Allah has promised in the Quran that you will get guidance if you have that desire for guidance. Then Allah doesn't hesitate. Allah doesn't hesitate. So when I went there and I said this to Hazrat Sahib, Hazrat Sahib didn't ask me a second question. He said, sit down here and don't think about leaving now. And it was time of Dhuhr Salah. Asr came. Maghrib came, Salah, we prayed, then we went back together. Hazrat Sahib said to everyone, please don't come here. No one had dared to come into Hazrat Sahib's room. Everyone prayed Salah and left. Everyone's amazed. And Maghrib time after that, we came out. Zohr, I was seated down by Hazrat Sahib in the hot, you know, in the summer, it's a lengthy day. Imagine how many hours I sat with Hazrat Sahib. What that discussion took place, and how Hazrat Sahib made me the insan, the human being. And Maghrib time we came out, there was a big gathering, many people were there for muraqabah, for big mufti scholars, and people saying, who is this young man here with Hazrat Sahib? What's he doing here? Is he a relative of Hazrat Sahib? Who is he? We haven't seen him before. Long hair, fashion, you know, the fashion people had long hair, and in his hands he's got a chain, a ring, and he's clean shaven and fashionable, and how many much times he shaved, what kind of person is with a bad face, he's come in to spend the time with Hazrat Sahib. And they were amazed at that time when we came out of the room, and the history in this, I've never seen this, very seldom it happens in the company of the awliyaullah, this effect. The result, we came out of the room, this sinful person, not capable, and Allah gave him a calm, the Hazrat Sahib raised my hand and said, I give me jaza in the silsila. I give him full permission. No sabak, no lesson. And it wasn't a sabak, lesson, it wasn't a spark, a dhikr. It's not through this that a person is made. It's not through a spark and dhikr a person becomes waliyullah. It's mujahidah that you have to do slowly, slowly, so you become a human being. But the real thing that makes a person, Hazrat Sahib gave the answer for that, the guidance for that, my sheikh. And people the next day arrived there, Hazrat Sahib, what's going on here? Those people, the students of Hazab from so long, they were close to Hazab. They said, Hazrat Sahib, this is weird what's happened today in the Khanqah. We are with you, we've seen your father, we've seen the pious elders, Deoband, mashallah, they were champions, the respected scholars. The Khanqah, Deoband, Mazar-e-Ulum, they'd seen. The Khanqah, Deoband, at that time Pakistan, India were one, isn't it? Before that, they used to study there. They saw great company, generations, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib's company. They said, Hazrat Sahib, we've never seen this result, a person comes so quickly, achieves. How comes? We can't say that he gave you something, a bribe, or a car, or a house he's got in your name, or some bribery. And this is not a common thing that the murid has done this. You've achieved such, we've sat here for decades, 60, 70 years, our beards are white, and we can attain this level that you've given to him. I'm telling you a true story through which a person gets the maqam, the status. Alim, jahil, illiterate, scholar, there's no differentiation. Everyone will receive the same level like this. Not through knowledge can you get a maqam, not through kitabs, not through books, not through salah, not through any physical action, mujahidah, will you get the level close to Allah. There's just one mujahidah you need to do to get close to Allah. And that is the sheikh, that's why I stated that inside the sheikh, Allah has given him the strength that he can take the student up the level suddenly and immediately, if he gives ijazah. Whether it's 10 years, 25 years, 1,000 years, or 100 years, some people don't even have achieved. So Allah doesn't look at the time span. What was it? That element, that factor. When I arrived to Hazrat Sahib's company, Hazrat Sahib's blessed sight on me, he said, ah, in his dialect, that's fine. Your demand is correct. You should do this. But one statement he said to me, that his nafs, his desires, he's crushed his desires. Hazrat Sahib said that in reply to his students, that he, that was a big serpent, and I've taken the poison out, because subhanAllah, now he will do the same to everyone else. Now, That this, mashallah, I can send this student everywhere, but he doesn't have that poison of the dunya. No environment will affect him. The first day I instruct him, go to that environment, to that country where apart from sins there's nothing else, and go and do tabligh there. My shaykh instructed me. So he's understood that the dunya will not impact him. Hazrat Sahab said that to his students. He replied that you may be envious or shocked, but he will not be affected by dunya. Where people die for the dunya, he will not be affected by dunya, because we run after nafs, money, wealth, ego, status. But when Hazrat Sahab said, I took the poison out of the servant of the dunya, now he will go to the dunya and they will earn dunya through his company, but he's not worried about the dunya. What a great, the person who extracts his nafs becomes such a human being that all of the impact of the dunya on him, it eliminated, it goes. Poverty, hunger, rich or poor, he has no worries at all about the dunya impact. Doesn't matter how rich he becomes, big cars come, but they will not impact him, they will not affect him. You will not be impressed by dunya, comfort or luxury. Most definitely, that he is not feeling comfort or luxury in anything of the world. Say subhanallah. Yes? So do you know very well that I don't lie? I don't lie. And how can I lie on the minbar, the pulpit of the Prophet ﷺ? When Hazrat Sahab said this, then Hazrat Sahab started to cry. Allah Ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَى وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Successful is that person who has crushed his desires. Yes, our nafs are big and fat. How will we get to Allah? So what was that? That learning that if you go to the teacher with a yearning, Allah will send you to such a company. It doesn't take long. Your nafs will be calmed and cooled immediately. And the poison of that nafs will come out straight away. But the shaykh, why doesn't he do that with everyone? Because first he looks at the yearning, the desire, the passion of the student. First the shaykh assesses that, then according to the desire of the student, he does that. So when Hazrat Sahab asked me initially, and he looked up towards me, he saw that this person is sincere. He's sincere. Let me utilize him. Take the poison of the dunya, make him such a serpent, he'll go, and mashallah, into the world, and he will impact people, and he'll earn money. Not physical money. He will teach people to practice and do good deeds and earn Jannah. That was a great statement of Hazrat. I can't say that, because that became the source of my forgiveness. Yes, otherwise I wasn't capable of this. And Hazrat Sahab said, don't forget me. Hazrat Sahab said to me, don't forget me, don't forget me. Do dua for me, definitely. And for my wife and children, do dua. And remember me in your duas always, Hazrat Sahab asked. Hazrat Sahab, I can show you in the maktubah, the writings, Hazrat Sahab, letters that I've got. In every letter, I'm Fakir, this humble servant. I plead, I put my hands together and request you that you are close to Allah for me and for my wife and children. Have mercy on them. When I leave this world, just do one action. The very great person is that person, the teacher, who does dua for the mother and father, for his shaykh. So don't forget me in the duas, Hazrat Sahab requested me. I'm reliant, I need your duas. I request for those. Imagine what a great shaykh he was. That if he made me such a person from thousands of people, millions of people are benefiting, thousands of disbelievers become believers, recited kalima. And mashallah, he didn't want it for himself. Why? Because you've read that dua, that Allah, please lower myself in the eyes of the people in the world and elevate myself in your eyes, Allah. I'm nothing. I'm not capable. You understand what I'm saying? So this is the path that we are following, this journey that we are on. This is what a person becomes successful. Put your objective in front of your ways and look at your desire, your yearning. What do you want? What do you want in life? You contaminate and pollute the objective of life. You're running after dunya. You look at other people's defects, others' errors, and you look at others and you have no worry about yourself. So you get caught out by this. Why is this happening? Why is he doing this? Why didn't he say this? You're looking at other people's defects and mistakes. So that his person is not a human being who looks down at others and thinks he's the best. He's full of ego. When you look at others, you're envious of them, you're jealous of them. Why is he getting this? Why has he become like this? You do your work and just worry about yourself. Why are you interfering? Poke your nose at other person gets a height or the level or the status. Thousands of people come and you're jealous of them. Look at yourself. Look internally. Every person should correct his niyyah, intention, make an honest desire to Allah. I tell you, it doesn't take long then. Yeah, this we who delay ourselves in meeting Allah. But this statement of my shaykh, that never lose hope. Keep seeking Allah and looking out for Allah, whether you find it or not. In both conditions, be happy. The faqir's words, the wali Allah's words. Never lose hope, never give up. Keep seeking Allah, trying to look for Allah, finding Allah, get close to Allah. Whether you get it or not, keep on doing dua and asking from Allah. And the deed Allah gives you, keep that running. Don't do the deeds that are not in your control. The things that are not in your control, give them over to Allah. Assign them over to Allah. What a beautiful statement. Yes, if I read the maktubat of Hazrat Sahib, you'll be amazed what he used to say to me. That those actions or consequences, results that are not in your control, detach them from your life. Assign them, oh, become a wali Allah, I want to do this. But there's nothing wrong in doing dua. Nothing wrong. Maqam Mahmood, keep on asking for Allah, Maqam Mahmood. But assign it, hand it over to your Rabb, to your Lord. And you adopt and bring into action those things that are in your control. What a beautiful statement. That where should your focus be? In what's in your control, what you can do physically. But for that thing that is the maqam of Mahmood, hand that over to Allah and keep on doing dua. Keep on doing dua. Allah give me this, Allah make me like this, Allah make me good, make me upright, make me righteous. Allah is not stopping us doing that dua, but hand that over to Allah. And your focus, your action should be on those things that are within your capability. Then further, Hazrat Sahib, whether you get it or not, because Allah's hikmah gives to who He wills. Whether you attain or you don't attain, don't worry about that. Keep on searching, keep on doing the good actions, and you'll become successful. So do you get these words anywhere in the world? Maulana Sahib told me, only the walis of Allah can speak like that. Only the walis of Allah can speak like that. What a great faqir, he must be my sheikh. Well, subhanAllah, that he's preparing his student, and today I'm speaking in front of you, otherwise how could I dare to speak? Ilm, the sheikh makes the ilm the ocean of knowledge. And he opens the heart and the ruh within the student and allows the haq to prevail and be spoken. So you also please do dua for me that my sheikh's instructions, I can fulfill them. And whatever the sheikh will have thought about me, assigned to me, may I become like that. Until I haven't, I'm still zero now. But with your duas, Allah will give me the tawfiq and I can also do something good. Tomorrow I have to go to Allah, I have to show my face to Allah. And they will ask me that such in front of you. Hazrat Sahib will ask me in the hereafter that I prepared you in front of everyone, I assigned you. What work did you do in the world? What did you achieve? What answer will I give? So I'm not capable. I am not capable at all. I am dependent, reliant on your du'as. Would you promise to me that you will do du'a for me in your du'as? Remember in your du'as? May Allah Ta'ala take us all to paradise. And our resurrection day of judgment, allow it to be with the Naqshbandi Mashaykh, inshallah. Subhanallah. So today's dars automatically took place, automatically. Allahu Akbar. As Jummah dars came out, the words Allah Ta'ala enabled me to speak. What you like, you can embrace that, write down in the book of your heart. I just used to have a diary, a book. Straight, I would go to Azhab's gathering, I would speak to nobody, food time, nothing. I'd go in the room, lock myself up, and all Azhab's words I would record. Even today, those words, I've got that in writing. Yes, with the date. I could never remember them. Azhab said this, Azhab said that, this person came, Abdul Qadir came to me, Azhab Mufti Sahib came. All of those things I recorded. This person came, Hazrat Sahib said this. Each and everything I'd write it, record it. And today that's a treasure for me in my life. Every masla of mine is resolved through that. So make your time valuable, precious. Have a diary, a notebook, a pen. This is my life. I'll learn everything of this world and the hereafter from here. The goodness of the hereafter will get, I will write and record these words. Today's majlis, Hazrat Sahib said this, he said this, he said this. We don't do this. We can make your file in your phone. Open a file, a notebook in your phone, and just tick, 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 you can record it. Record it. Use your phone advantageously. That's the make a habit that today's majlis was come on mind. Hazrat Sahib said this, they'll become a treasure for you, that will. It will guide you, enable you. You'll get the guidance from that. Whenever you're fishing, the bayan, or if you've got disturbance in your life, problem, what shall I do? What shall I do? Then you can resort to that guidance. You can open your phone or your notebook. Hazrat Sahib said this on this day. I don't remember. All my problems being solved. Yes. And I used to do this. I used to go back to what I'd recorded. And I didn't have money. I remember there was a copy. It was like a very old piece of paper. You know, the children used to study it. That copy, that notebook I've got. And mashallah, the pages, they've decayed. It used to get for, I think, 10 paisa, less than rupee, 5 paisa, 10 paisa. That copy, that book I've got with the pen. I didn't even have a pen at that time. So I'd have that copy, that notebook, and I used to go home And I think for 5 paisa or 10 paisa, imagine the children used to write in those kitabs. And I used to write rukud, and I look at that, and I look at the words. What were the words I used to write down at that time? The whole scene that comes in front of me. Hazrat Sahab sat there, it's the gathering, a new person came, and Hazrat Sahab was addressing him, addressing that person. But we are getting the knowledge and the benefit. Same environment like the Sahaba, lowering our heads. We knew that whatever Hazrat Sahab is saying to whoever, it's our islah taking place. Rectification. The Shaykh doesn't address one person, direct to one person. Everyone's life around this being made at that moment. The Hazrat Sahab saying this, all the Sahaba would sit, they were waiting. Personally, they felt that we want somebody from outside to come to speak to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can't dare ourselves. We want a new murid, new student. They didn't know about the adab. He'd speak to our Shaykh, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he speaks, the Prophet Sallallahu won't take it badly, negative, and then we'll learn from the reply. All of our solutions will come. That's the same situation today. The Shaykh and the student, just like the Sahaba. Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's continue. Let's do muraqabah. Close your eyes and focus on your heart. And today, make your heart full of nur and light, mashallah.